This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people. Welcome back to the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas. My name's Christo, and I will be looking after you on this episode. I'm going to be sharing how to create your very own podcast. So doing exactly what we're doing right now, how you can create your own podcast, how you can record it, edit it, and publish it to build basically more relationships with more prospective customers, build trust and exhibit your authority in your field. And of course, why it's a good idea. So enjoy the show. Alrighty, so what is a podcast? Well, first of all, you're pretty familiar with a podcast if you're listening to this this episode. The reality is, though, it's not only audio that you can do through podcasts. So I just wanted to clarify that straight off the mark here. You can create video podcasts as well, or podcasts, which are published through the Apple platform or through iTunes, just the same as an audio would be. How we do it here. So it can actually be video too. So some people are just not aware of that. So just sharing that up front. Now, great things about podcasts are it's as with any content marketing, once you create it, it can be consumed infinite times by your market. So it's not like an advertisement which you pop out in terms of marketing and the second you stop paying, you know, your ad disappears. Unless you've got it on we actually have some advertisements on the back of buses at the moment. There's 38 buses are going around Sydney, or there were, and the campaign's just finished, but a lot of the buses haven't updated their signage yet, so it's quite cool. So we're still getting around on the back of some buses, but most advertising gets, the second you stop paying, it goes away. So that's a bit of a lucky one with the buses. But the reality is, if you have an ad in, say, a newspaper, it's only published that day or the one you've paid for or that week, or online ads, the second you stop paying, that second your ad disappears. Whereas with content marketing, you can create it and people could be consuming that content a year later, like a blog video or a video or an article that you post on your website or a podcast episode, just like this one. Almost certainly this one's being published here in the middle of August 2017, and I'm sure some of you listening to it right now, as you listen to it, it's definitely not, you know, August 2017. There'll be people listening to this episode for a long time to come, because we share, you know, great stuff that you can always listen to, and it'll still be relevant for someone in a year's time or even longer. So if you are listening in the future, I'll say hello to you, your future in the future there. For me, it is August 2017, and it's just prior to the publishing of this this episode. Anyway, the cool thing, it can be consumed over and over and over again. It's also marketing that can reach one to many. So it's not just one to one, like a one to one conversation. Always what we're looking for in terms of marketing to expand someone's reach are the things that are infinite. Like it can go from one person to, you know, to be scaled out to thousands of people, to hundreds of thousands if you've got the, you know, the reach. So it's one to many. So we're always looking for things like, how can we make sure we're reaching one to many? It's not just one to ones all the time. Also, people can listen in their own time. So this is a brilliant thing about podcasts that I believe and works quite well. The audience from a podcast will tend to be, often for a lot of businesses, a lot larger than maybe your audience who consume your video content or read your articles. I believe a big part of this is because when you watch a video, you have to put everything else on hold. Like, it's like everything else is pushed aside because you've got to have visually your focus looking at the video and you're listening to it. Same with when you read an article. It can be hard to find time to read articles because it requires your full attention and your full focus. Whereas with a podcast, you can be doing other things while your ears are free. So you reach a broader audience because I'm sure some of the listeners, you're running your small business right now as you listen, you know, or you're driving a car, or some of you might be exercising, and it's a really cool way to take your mind off that torturous exercise you were just doing. Hopefully I haven't just reminded you of that, you know, each painful step you're taking right now in your exercise. Sorry to bring your attention back to it if you are in that case, but you get the idea. You know, it's actually a cool way to take your mind off what you're doing if you're exercising, or if you're doing some sort of task which is manual labor, for example, like you might be, or you're doing the gardening, you know, and it's a great way to kind of daydream off and upskill your marketing and your business knowledge and be thinking about, okay, how can I apply this to my own business while you're doing the gardening or you're doing the dishes and you've just got it on in the background while you're doing the dishes or cooking dinner. I personally love podcasts because there's great podcasts out there on all different things, like there's storytelling podcasts and all sorts. Now, so you get the idea, people can consume this in all different settings. You know, as you're listening, you could listen to it on an aeroplane. You could be driving, you could be walking, exercising, you get the idea. New shows also, when you create a new podcast, here's something that a lot of people don't realize, is when you publish a brand new podcast, iTunes, for example, will put it into the new and noteworthy category, which gets pushed up in front of viewers on iTunes. So it actually gives you a bit of a push, a little head start, like a little friendly push along at the start, a little jump on getting some exposure. So what I suggest is, if you are to create a podcast, and I'll go through how to do it, like what we use to record, what we use to edit, and what we use to publish these podcasts, and how you can do it for yourself. The cool thing is, if you do create an initial, like a new podcast, say you're brand new to it, it'll get promoted in the new and noteworthy section on iTunes. So it's a good idea to publish a few episodes right away. So before you just launch, if you're going to do one episode, maybe record five episodes as a starting place. And then you might move to, say, a weekly episode or a fortnight or a month, depending on the frequency that you want to publish your podcast through. I wouldn't say doing, you know, less frequently than monthly. You're probably going to lose people's attention and so on. Even some podcasts are daily. You know, the cool thing with podcasts too, your listeners can listen in their own time. So if you create a daily episode, it's not like an email that they get an email in their inbox every single day and they're going to get overloaded with it. Because the cool thing with podcasts is people just open the podcast app and listen as they please. So if you've got more content there, or you have the really keen fans, they can listen more frequently. Really good podcasts. Some of my associates and friends have. They might do even three a week, quite a lot of content, but they, you know, generate a huge following as a result. And as you can see, we like weekly, and that's how we're rolling at the moment with this podcast episode anyway. So initially start with, you know, let's say a minimum of three episodes you'd publish in the very start, so that as you get pushed into the new and noteworthy, people who consume an episode, their first one, they then might have a couple of episodes, other episodes to listen to really build that familiarity with your show, and you can announce, you know, how frequently they'll be published and so on. So a good starting place is create a plan first, grab a pen and a bit of paper or a notepad in whatever app you might use, Evernote or something like that. Create a content plan. So what are you going to talk about? You know, what's going to be the show? What's it going to be about? What's going to be the theme of the show? What's going to be the personality of the show? And an actual rock solid plan, like episode one will be on the topic of, you know, XYZ, episode two, XYZ three, and so on. So good idea to map out those episodes, because if you're kind of just winging it, you'll get to a place where you run out of ideas and you might end up just kind of pushing out content that you might not necessarily be that proud of. So make sure you've got a bit of a plan and a structure. Like on basicbananas.com, if you go to our podcast page, you'll see the whole year's schedule for this year's already published. It was already published at the very start of the year. So we may not have recorded all of the episodes at that point at the start of the year. However, the whole schedule was laid out, which is great for listeners as well, because they can, you know, you guys as the listeners, as the audience, you can go onto basicbananas.com and look at the schedule. You can even save it off. You can download it and as a PDF. And so you know what topics are coming up, or if there's a certain marketing strategy which you want to roll out or get more information around or upgrade or improve in your own business, you can look at the schedule and you might go, oh, see that there was an episode on it, you know, in the past, and then you know exactly which date, which episode to look up on your phone or on your computer, wherever you listen to these podcasts. And you can, you know, you can listen to this exact specific topic that you wanted to listen to. So create that plan. And it is a cool way to publish it on your website as well. That's something that we've been doing. I haven't seen any other podcasts actually do that at this stage, where they'll publish the whole schedule, you know, especially for a whole year ahead. So listeners can plan, you know, or can find the episode really easily that they wanted to listen to. So let's dig into how you go about it. So recording, first of all, what equipment, what are we going to need? You can, to be honest, record a podcast with pretty good quality on an iPhone. The microphone on the iPhone is acceptable as long as you're in a really quiet place. I'm sitting here in our office at Basic Bananas, our head office on the northern beaches of Sydney in Narrabeen, and I've got a little bit of traffic noise in the background here. That's being picked up probably a little bit by you guys. You might be able to hear it because I'm on a better quality mic than the iPhone. I'm not recording this one on the iPhone. I'm on a microphone, which is by a company called Apogee, and it's called a mic. It's just an M and then a capital M, lowercase I, and then capital C. So mic M-I-C with a uppercase M, lowercase I, and uppercase C. So mic by Apogee, and it picks up a lot of the sound in the room, which is cool for, you know, picking up every little tone in your voice, your beautiful tone, tonality, or your monotone, if you're more like me. The cool thing, this is plugged straight into the computer, and I'm recording it with a program on Mac, on my Mac computer, called Audio Hijack. However, you can also just record your, if you're on a Mac, I'm a Mac user, you can also use GarageBand to record straight into, which is great, or you could use Audio Hijack as we use. Or GarageBand. We use a mixture of both depending on the setting of where we're recording. You can also, as I said, use your iPhone with another mic. There are mics which, when we do the episodes on the iPhone, you can use what's called a Rode Smart Lav. So there's a little microphone that you can plug into your iPhone. They're great for when you're recording videos too on your iPhone, because you can clip the little lapel mic on. It's just got a wire. So it's called Rode. The company is Rode, R-O-D-E, and the model is called a Smart Lav. So smart, separate word, Lav, L-A-V-E. You can use Audacity if you're on a PC. If you're not on a Mac user and you're doing it on a computer, you could use Audacity. Audacity is another like audio recording program, basically, which will allow you to record audio and edit the audio quite easily. It's kind of like, I guess, similar to like a GarageBand type platform. You can also use, if you're on a desktop computer and you would like better quality, you can also, another microphone that we have is called a Rode Podcaster. So that just plugs in by USB. And the same with this Apogee mic that I'm using at the moment. It's just plugged in with a USB. So it has a USB lead attached to it. But the Rode Podcaster is another brilliant mic. It's an excellent mic for if you're plugging into a desktop or a laptop. A great option there for you as well. So what you can do is you can record it and you've got your audio captured. Then what we need to do is edit the audio. So GarageBand, if you're a Mac user, is the easiest place to start. Or Audacity, if you are not on a Mac computer, you could use Audacity. There are like tons of audio editing programs out there. So you can, if you're using something and it works, that's pretty much the gist of it. You'll be fine. But what we typically do with the audio initially, especially if you're doing it on your own, and I'll explain you could get someone to edit it for you, which I'll explain that process in a moment. But if you're doing it yourself, the main things to look out for is it'd be a good idea to get an intro and an outro, like an intro, a little start to your podcast, edited by someone who can do some decent editing, and also the end, so an ending which you just tack on. So what you do with the audio that you record, like me recording my voice right now, the intro and the outro just get sort of like the audio I'm recording now gets snipped off and tidied off at the start and then snipped off at the end, and we tack on the intro and the ending, the outro that goes on the end there. And then throughout the content, so you'd get the same intro and outro, and you can use it over and over and over again. If you need to get to someone to edit that for you and to mix it up, what you can do is simply jump on a platform like Upwork. And on Upwork, you could post a job for someone to edit an audio, you know, intro and ending to a podcast. And you know, people, you might say how much you're willing to pay and what countries you want the person to be based in. And people will bid to do that job for you. So you can find an audio editor on there who can make you a great intro and ending, intro and outro. And what we do then is, the other thing to look out for as you edit, if you're going to edit yourself, especially if you do interviews, and you do them over Skype or any sort of platform like that where you're recording, if you're on Skype, you can use Skype Call Recorder. There's another little addition, a little plug-in to Skype called Call Recorder, or you can use Audio Hijack, the same thing which I mentioned before that I'm using right now to record this. Audio Hijack, you can choose what program you're kind of recording. The thing to look out for in the editing is if you're doing an interview style podcast, if the other person doesn't come through as clearly in the recording as you, or their volume is, a most common one is their volume is a different level to you, so you might be really loud and it cuts through really loud, or vice versa, or the opposite, they're quite coming through quite loud and you're quite soft, so when they speak it, you know, goes really loud, and then when you speak it's really soft. So as the editing stage, you'd want to try and level up those. So you can do that with Audacity or with GarageBand as well. You can see, you know, where the voice goes lower, and you can turn up the volume in certain sections so it's balanced throughout. Otherwise, once again, you can simply jump on a platform like Upwork and you can find an editor. There are thousands of audio editors who will apply for to do the job for you on Upwork. You can get on there. It's an online platform to post a job for just about anything, to get people to do things for you, and find someone on there. I'd recommend you just generate a price where you might pay them per episode. So you'd work out whatever works for you, but like you just come up with a rate where you might say, look, it's $20 per episode that I'm happy to pay for the editing. And you could even work with that same person to do an intro and an outro there for you as well. Or you can just go for it yourself with the editing if you don't want to, you know, not at the stage where you'd like to pay someone else just yet. And that's okay too. Now, when we publish the podcast, so publishing it and getting it out there, what we do is we have on our WordPress website. So our website is the platform behind the scenes that allows us to make edits, the kind of user dashboard at the back is WordPress. Now, the page which creates the podcast is actually just like a blog. So it's any ordinary style of blog on your website. This is where you put your content. So we publish a new post, which is exactly what you do if you're posting articles on a blog or videos on a blog, whatever you publish. We publish a new post, and we put in a little snippet about what the episode is about. And then the audio appears on that page as well. What we do to make the audio magically appear on the page is we use a plugin. So WordPress has lots of plugins. The plugin which we use, and you can start on a free level, is called Blueberry PowerPress. Now, Blueberry is spelled kind of interesting here. It's spelled BLUBRRY. So it's like blueberry kind of missing the E's, I guess. And so it's BLUBRRY. But if you search Blueberry PowerPress, or if you just search PowerPress podcasting plugin, you know, it'll come up. Blueberry PowerPress. And what that does is it's just a plugin in the back of your website where you plug it in and you say activate. And then when you create a new post in your WordPress dashboard, at the bottom of every post, there'll suddenly be this little field that says audio. So then you can paste in there the audio. A really easy way to do it is if you want to upgrade with Blueberry, you can actually, it'll ask you if you want to. So this is an easy process, but you can actually have the little audio section below. It'll have a little folder and it'll say, you know, insert the audio here, or you can click the little folder and it'll say upload the audio file. So then you just click on the file on your computer, click upload, and it uploads it, and it actually hosts it on the Blueberry PowerPress website. So it's like the audio hosting over there. So it doesn't clutter up your website with, you know, lots and lots of files to host, so you don't overload your site, you know, as you build out your podcast and have, you know, maybe thousands of episodes in the future, it might slow down your website. So it's a good way to make sure you don't overload the site by, and that starts at about $10 a month. So it's not a big deal, but if you want to start completely for free, then you just upload the audio file of the episode you've recorded to your WordPress file manager, and then you take the link, and at the bottom of the post you'd paste it into that spot where you post the audio. And that's it. What you do need to do the very first time is you need to share your podcast with iTunes. So you post it on your blog like normal, like on your website, and then you only have to ever do this once. You go to iTunes, and there's a section on iTunes where it'll say podcast, and it'll say submit new show. So you click on that, and then there's a little feed. Probably for most of you, you'd ask your web developer just for the feed from the blog, but it'll sort of tell you an example of what it looks like. There's a little feed, one little kind of URL that you have to take from your blog, and you paste it into iTunes, and you click submit, and that's all you ever have to do on iTunes. So from that point on, in that plugin on your WordPress dashboard, you'll name the show, you'll put a little spiel about the show. When you create new posts, you just post them straight onto the post page, onto the like blog page that feeds iTunes, and that's it. You just post a new episode, and iTunes automatically finds it then. Once you've submitted it once, that's it. You never have to do it again. So they just automatically feed from the website, which is super easy. It's super cool. Once you got the process down, you upload and you create your little new post to add a new episode in a matter of minutes. It gets very quick once you've got the process down. And that is it. iTunes just pulls the information from your website, so you don't actually have to really do anything over there, which is beautiful, in my opinion. And you only have to submit it once, and that's it. So that's the process. That is how we create our very own podcast and how you can do it for yourself. In terms of creating content and content ideas, you could listen to previous episodes here on The Pick of the Bunch and how we come up with content ideas, because we've got some systems and processes for generating content. So you could listen to episode 32, which was published a week before this episode, and you'll get some great ideas about how to create your own content marketing calendar. And also on episode 34 coming up next week will be around content marketing ecosystem, and in blogging strategies, the episode after that one, which will be episode 35 of this season six, we're a bit further than two. You can get great ideas on all of these. So an excellent place to start and listen to as you want to come up with more and more content ideas to keep building out your show. Excellent way to do it. So there we go. There you are. You have it. You can be your own radio host, your own podcaster. And it's a lot of fun to do as well. So good. You know, you can do interviews. You can do it your own way. You can do teaching style like what we're doing here on this episode. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. So enjoy podcasting and feel free to share your success with us. We'd love to hear how you go. And once you've got it live, you're welcome to, you know, let us know over on our social media channels and so on. Once again, every single review that you as a listener leave us on iTunes helps our show massively. That's the best way in terms of the podcast to help us and to say a big thank you. We read every review we get for our podcast, and we share those on our Friday team meeting. So we share it amongst the whole team at Basic Bananas when somebody says something lovely about any part of Basic Bananas and the podcast. It's an awesome way to help us, because iTunes ranks the shows on things like how many reviews. So as I am doing right now, and as you should do once you have your own show, ask for reviews, you know, collect the reviews, of course, as well. And I do believe, you know, give the love to receive the love. So please do, if you appreciate the show, jump on over to iTunes and leave us a review. That would be super duper amazing. And we will send you 1,000 good vibes once again. Thanks, guys. Until next time, we'll hopefully speak to you soon, and keep upgrading the marketing. Bye for now.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.